The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord
Christ. Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As Jesus stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now, there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. The Gospel of the Lord.
May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. A week ago today, many of us at this point in the morning had not heard about the mass shooting in Orlando. This past week, we've been inundated with news stories, with commentary, with comment, with our would-be leaders trying to tell us how we ought to think and act and respond. I have to say that I personally have had a number of emotions, of feelings during this week. First, to have heard that there was a mass shooting, and then to hear that it was at an LGBT nightclub. My first reaction was, will people care quite as much? Will people react and respond with the same anger and hurt of outrage because of this. Then I hear the conversation shift not to the LGBT community and what happened there, but the conversation over how we ought to tag the young man who did the shooting. What title should we give him? It's really interesting to me as well how conversations and thoughts can shift. It seems to me that it's very easy to become an advocate, to be hurt and disturbed by the way someone is treated when they're dead. Emmett Till was a young man in Mississippi from Chicago. And he happened to whistle at a woman. He was black. The woman happened to be white. And he was killed in an engine block tied around his body, and he was thrown into the river. Were we quite so willing? Were we quite so vocal to stand up for the rights of the black community at that time? But once he suffered an horrific death, we became his advocate. I see the same happening with the events in Orlando. Where is our community standing up for those people that were in that nightclub? Not now, after they're dead, but before, when that community needed to be just like us. No better, no worse. No more rights, no fewer rights. No more love, no less love. But to be just like us. I really believe the church is called. The church is called to speak out as, yes, I would say, radical Christians. Not radical Christians defined by those who would pervert the Christian message and demean and hurt and kill, but the radical message of God's love. The good news in all of this, we hear in the Old Testament lesson this morning that God does not give up on us. No matter how much the children of Israel tried to stand aside, to turn away, to go in a different direction, God was there. God was not going to give up. God was going to be there with God's people forever and forever and forever. And in our gospel today, we hear that the demons were cast out. And the man from whom those demons were cast out came to Jesus and said, "Jesus, I want to go with you." And Jesus said to him, "No. Go back. Go out and share with the world what I have done for you." Jesus gave that man hope. He gave that man help. He gave that man freedom. And that is what we are called to proclaim in his name. A lot's happened over the last week. A lot has happened over the course of our lives. And as we face these, we must remember that it is our voice proclaiming the good news of Jesus. It is our voice proclaiming the message of love, the message that we are all the same in God's eyes. How will you respond? How will you respond when you hear that catty comment, that little cute aside? How will you respond when you hear someone say something that you know full well is a perversion of God's word? Proclaim with strength. Proclaim with boldness. Because it is our voice. It is our voice that becomes God's word for this generation. If you would, please bow your heads. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's discord, union. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us act now. Let us act now in God's word, proclaiming the good news. And let us remember the words of the empty tomb when asked, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" The living are here with us now. Give us the strength and power to serve in their name. Amen.